بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمد ونستعين ونستهدي ونستغفر ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن شاء الله دلوقتي هنبتدي في الأخوات في سمعوا سورة آل عمران وهسمعوا إن شاء الله صفحتين الأولانيين من سورة آل عمران.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان. إن الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد والله عزيز ذو انتقام. إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء. لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب بالحق منه آيات بينات هن أم الكتاب محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات. فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله. والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه. إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا وأولئك هم وقود النار. كدأب آل فرعون والذين من قبلهم كذبوا بآياتنا فأخذهم الله بذنوبهم والله شديد العقاب. قل للذين كفروا ستغلبون وتحشرون إلى جهنم وبئس المهاد. قد كان لكم آية في فئتين التقتا فئة تقاتل في سبيل الله وأخرى كافرة يرونهم مثليهم رأي العين والله يؤيد بنصره من يشاء. إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار. زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث. ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. قل أنبئكم بخير من ذلكم للذين اتقوا عند ربهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وأزواج مطهرة ورضوان من الله والله بصير بالعباد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان. إن الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد والله عزيز ذو انتقام.
إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا وأولئك هم وقود النار كدأب آل فرعون والذين من قبلهم كذبوا بآياتنا فأخذهم الله بذنوبهم والله شديد العقاب قل للذين كفروا ستغلبون وتحشرون إلى جهنم وبئس المهاد قد كان لكم آية في فئتين التقتا فئة تقاتل في سبيل الله وأخرى كافرة يرونهم مثليهم رأي العين والله يؤيد بنصره من يشاء إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب قل أنبئكم بخير من ذلكم للذين اتقوا عند ربهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وأزواج مطهرة ورضوان من الله والله بصير بالعباد صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله نحمد ونستعين ونستهدي ونستغفر ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن شاء الله احنا النهاردة بناخد الدرس الثاني في سلسلة دروس الإيمان بأن الله سبحانه وتعالى هو الذي يحكم ويدبر ويجير كل أمر في الكون. وطبعا الدروس دي احنا سميناها العيادة النفسية الإسلامية وأنا المرة اللي فاتت الحمد لله شرحت لكم يعني بالتفصيل عن العيادة النفسية الإسلامية وبما أن الدرس بتاع النهاردة إن شاء الله درس طويل شوية فأنا هدخل فيه على طول. عنوان الدرس هو هل تعلم أهم خمس مفاتيح في الحياة. إحنا المرة اللي فاتت كنا كلمنا عن أن الله سبحانه وتعالى هو عالم الغيب والشهادة وقلنا أن ربنا سبحانه وتعالى بيعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وشرحت أنا كنت بشرح لكم الحقيقة عن بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن اللي بينزل من السماء وقلنا ان اللي بينزل من السماء هو قطرات المطر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقلنا ان بينزل من السماء هو أشعة الشمس وقلنا يعني كل الحاجات اللي هي بتنزل من السماء كويس وقلت بعد كده ده اللي بينزل من السماء بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقلنا ان بينزل من السماء كمان الحاجة مهمة قوي للناس ما بتاخدش بالها منها هي اقدار الله سبحانه وتعالى وان الناس بتعيش في الحياة تحت انطباع ان انا اقدر اغير يعني بكرة مثلا انا يعني بنتي راح الامتحان بس بصراحة بنتي مش متذكرة حاجة خالص فاكيد البت هتسقط لا 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 احنا مش هنخلي البت تسقط احنا هنشوف كده اي واسطة ولا اي حاجة نخلي البت تعدي من الامتحان بأي حاجة، مع أن البت أساسا ما تعرفش ولا كلمة، ولا بد أن تمضي فيها يعني الأقدار وما تنجحش كويس. فلما تبصي حواليك تلاقي أن معظم الناس حركتها في الحياة أنها بتحاول أنها تدي لنفسها الانطباع أن هي تقدر تغير أقدار الله سبحانه وتعالى كويس، ولكن لابد أن الناس تعرف أن الأقدار ما بتتعملش على الأرض، الأقدار بتنزل من السماء من عند الله سبحانه وتعالى، ولا يتحكم فيها إلا الله. وبالتالي في حتة نزول الأقدار بتقولي لنفسك يا عيني على الناس الغلبة المساكين اللي قاعدين طول النهار يحاولوا أنهم يغيروا أو أنهم يتدخلوا مع أقدار الله سبحانه وتعالى، وقدر الله ماضي ولا يستطيع الإنسان أن يتدخل فيه لأن القدر جاي من السماء. وبالتالي لما يجي الإنسان يعرف أن القدر بينزل من السماء بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فعلى الإنسان أن يؤمن بالقضاء والقدر، ويؤمن بالآية اللي احنا قلناها قبل كده، تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير. إن شاء الله أنا لما أكون إنسانة مؤمنة بالله سبحانه وتعالى، موحدة لله سبحانه وتعالى، بعيش الإسلام كمنهج حياة، لازم أكون مؤمنة إن كل قضاء الله سبحانه وتعالى لي خير، وما ليس أمامي أمام قضاء الله سبحانه وتعالى إلا الاستسلام والرضا بقضاء الله سبحانه وتعالى. الحمد لله، إذا كان سعة فهو سعة، إذا كان اختبار فيبقى طريق إلى الصبر وإلى الدعاء إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى، حتى ياخد الإنسان أجر الصبر، وحتى يرفع الله سبحانه وتعالى إن شاء الله البلاء. وليس في الدنيا حل غير كده. أما حياة بقى الناس اللي هي عايشاها تحاول إنها تكسر على أقدار الله سبحانه وتعالى، فالناس مساكين، لأن معارضة أقدار الله أو الفكرة الأساسية إني أنا أعتقد إني ممكن أعارض أقدار الله سبحانه وتعالى، ده أساسا غلط بالنسبة لعلاقة الإنسان بالله سبحانه وتعالى، لأن الإيمان بالقضاء والقدر هو واحد من شروط الإيمان في الإسلام. واللي ما بيؤمنش بالقضاء والقدر، طبعا الإيمان بالقضاء والقدر يساوي الاستسلام للقضاء والقدر. طيب الناس بقى اللي ما بتستسلمش للقضاء والقدر، لما تيجي تكتري معاها كلام شوية تلاقيها حقيقة لا تؤمن بالقضاء والقدر، عشان يعني ايه نبقى نحط الأمور في نصابها، ما نبقاش بنقول كلام هو مش الكلام السليم كويس. فبالتالي يبقى انا اعرف ان الأقدار نازلة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بالنسبة للي بيطلع، طبعا بتطلع الحبوب من الأرض والنباتات من الأرض، الحاجات اللي تطلع من الأرض بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بالنسبة كمان للي بيعرج إلى السماء، بيعرج إلى السماء الدعوات. طبعا أنا الحقيقة القصة دي كنت فصلتها قبل كده بالتفصيل في درس هنا بالذات في مسجد حمزة في علم الله سبحانه وتعالى، أنا ضمتها بس للدرس على السريع لأن كنت في مسجد الصابرين ما قلتهاش. الدرس الأساسي النهاردة بتاعنا يا جماعة هو بيتعلق بالجزء الأول من آية رقم 59 من سورة الأنعام. أنا بس هقول الحتة دي لأنهم كلمتين، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وعنده مفاتح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو. هو ده درس النهاردة، ما هي مفاتح الغيب التي لا يعلمها إلا الله؟ هل المفاتح دي يعني المفاتيح دي مهمة بالنسبة لي؟ هل بتتعلق بحياتي؟ هل بترتبط بأي شيء في وجودي؟ ولا دي أمور تتعلق بملكوت الله سبحانه وتعالى وأنا ماليش أي دخل فيها كإنسان؟ الواحد علشان يجاوب على السؤال ده هنقرأ من سورة لقمان الآية رقم 34، هتقريها يا لما، علشان إن شاء الله نعرف ما هي مفاتح الغيب، ما هي علاقتي بها، كيف أستطيع أن تجيلي الفايدة، ليه ربنا سبحانه وتعالى عمل المفاتح بتاعة الغيب عند ربنا سبحانه وتعالى، وخلى الأبواب اللي بتتفتح بالمفاتح دي برضو غيب، يعني المفتاح غيب والباب اللي وراه غيب. طب ليه ربنا سبحانه وتعالى أرحم الراحمين عمل كده؟ هنعرف دلوقتي لما نقرأ الآية إن شاء الله. الآية آخر آية من سورة لقمان، سورة لقمان نفسها. طيب طلعي سورة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All peace to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. So inshallah, now sisters, I will recite for you the surah in Arabic inshallah. and then we will know the meaning of English, and then inshallah we will recite it together. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. Okay. Sisters, let us read the English meaning first. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Then we will recite it together. You have the English meaning? Okay. You want to read it?
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, the mutual rivalry for piling up of worldly things diverts you until you visit the graves, that is, till you die. Nay, you shall come to know. Again, nay, you shall come to know. Nay, if you knew with a sure knowledge the end result of piling, you would have not occupied yourself in worldly things. Verily, you shall see the blazing fire, hell. Again, you shall see it with certainty of sight. Then, on that day, you shall be asked about the delights you indulge in this world.
Thank you very much. So now, sister, we will read it twice in Arabic, and then, inshallah, we will learn the lessons. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ألهاكم
التكاثر
Again, sisters, I want you to notice that there is a sukun above the lam. So it will be
ألهاكم التكاثر
حتى
زرتم
المقابر
كلا سوف
تعلمون
ثم
كلا
سوف
تعلمون
كلا
لو
تعلمون
علم
اليقين
لا ترون
الجحيم
ثم
لا ترونها
عين
اليقين
ثم
لا تسألن
يومئذ
عن النعيم
ألهاكم
التكاثر
حتى
زرتم
المقابر
كلا
سوف
تعلمون
ثم
كلا
سوف
تعلمون
كلا
لو
تعلمون
علم
اليقين
لترون
الجحيم
ثم
لترونها
عين
اليقين
ثم
لتسألن
يومئذ
عن
النعيم
النعيم.
Start at the beginning again and again. We are having the surahs of the last part of the Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these surahs is warning us about the day of resurrection and about the hereafter and about our final destination. And again, as I clarified to you before, that in every surah there is a special message related to the surah. And actually now we will recite about, we will learn about Surah At-Takasur, because actually Surah At-Takasur had a message which is related to our daily worldly life, and every one of us has to know about Surah At-Takasur because it is related to the question about the delights of the worldly life in the Day of Judgment. Actually, the message of the surah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that all of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say believers or disbelievers or the people, or Allah said all of you are occupied by the love of the worldly life, its delights and adornments. This distracts you from seeking the hereafter. Again, sisters, actually now in my discussions I want to be having more depth in this kind of learning about the meaning of the Quran. When you tell me, Sister Mona, why you tell us that if I am occupied by the love of the worldly life, this will distract me from seeking the hereafter? I will tell you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a rule in the Quran to clarify to us that you can't have two goals at the same time. You cannot live for two goals at the same time. When you tell me what is the verse of the Quran which is giving us this meaning, clarify to you, you know, about this reality, why it is very important, okay? Because most of us are under the impression that I can live the worldly life to all the extent I am looking for, and at the same time, Sister Mona, I am preparing myself for the hereafter. I will tell you, sister, excuse me, please revise this Quranic rule so that you check your reality before it is too late. It is not me whom I am clarifying to you that it is not possible to live for two different goals at the same time in this worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in surah number 33, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 4, Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will say to you, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. Allah has not made for any man two hearts inside his body. Every one of us is having only one heart. One heart with one goal. Okay? So we are either people looking for the hereafter, or we are either people having our goal, this worldly life. Because I have only one heart, and that heart can have only one goal. So sisters, let us be realistic with ourselves from now, so that it will not be too late. This is the Quranic rule. In reality, are you seeking the hereafter, or you are seeking the worldly life, and you are feeling shy that, oh Allah, you know my reality, that I am not seeking the hereafter to the same extent as I am seeking the worldly life, so oh Allah, I am seeking both of them. In reality, you are deceiving yourself, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because no one can deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are telling to yourself, myself, I am deceiving both of them. In reality, you are deceiving only the worldly life. Okay, so let us be realistic from now, and let us know the reality that you can't have two goals at the same time. Allah is clarifying that all are preoccupied by the love of the worldly life. Actually, they will be distracted from seeking the hereafter, but not to the end. Okay, this will delay you until death comes to you and you visit the graves. You see, this is the issue. Thus, becoming its inhabitants. And on the day of judgment, you will be questioned about your gratitude towards the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the health, safety, sustenance, and other blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the question is, in reality, are we believing that we will be inhabitants of the graves or not? You see, sisters, this is the message of the last part of the Quran. Because if you ask any Muslim, are you believing in the hereafter? Yes, sister, of course. Of course, there is a hereafter, there is paradise, there is hellfire. I am a true believer, all praise to Allah 100%. So you will ask her sister, second question. Are you a believer that you will be inhabitant of the grave? Yes, Sister Mona, I am a believer. Excellent. Sister, show me your deeds. What is your goal in the worldly life? Are you deviated from seeking the hereafter? Are you living, having the hereafter as your goal? Most of the Muslims will tell you yes. Again, we are, you know, in the deceiving process of the Muslims. For themselves, I am deceiving those people whom they are living with this impression or this concept. They are only, in reality, deceiving themselves. They are under the impression that I am deceiving Allah and all the people around me. Allah, nobody can deceive Allah. The people around you are equal to zero, because none of them can give you one good deed on the Day of Judgment. The only one whom you are deceiving in reality is yourself. And you are the loser, because you are losing the time of your worldly life, where you were supposed to have, you know, the good deeds, if you are in reality seeking the hereafter. So you see, sister, this is our reality. We have to know our reality. We have to face our reality. When you tell me, Sister Mona, you were not looking for the worldly life, I will tell you yes. During a part of my life, I was seeking the worldly life, because I don't have the knowledge of the Quran at that time. I only recite the Quran. I don't understand the meaning of the Quran. No one was teaching me about the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is teaching me about the depths of the meaning of the Quran. No one is clarifying to me what is the meaning of worshipping Allah, how to live for the sake of Allah. All of this knowledge, I don't have it. And at that time, I was under the impression I was having a head cover, and I was praying, and I did Hajj actually when I was 28 years old, and I was under the impression that I am living my life seeking the hereafter. But at the same time, I was working day and night, I was neglecting my daughters, I was not always obeying my husband, and my goal was to have a prestige, to be the best pediatrician, and to have a big, very big, very nice house, and this and that. And at that time, I was under the impression that I am seeking the hereafter because of ignorance. This is our problem as Muslims. We are ignorant in relation to the knowledge of the Quran and the reality of our religion facts. Now, all praise to Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with the knowledge, I realized the realities. I realized the facts. If I want to live my life seeking the hereafter, I must live Islam as a way of life. Number one, total obedience as I can to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, to fulfill all my trusts towards my husband. Number one, then towards my kids. So if my work will be against fulfilling my trust to my husband and to my kids, I will stay at home. I must choose to stay at home. You will tell me, but when you stay at home, you lose your salary. I tell you yes, because I believe that the blessings of the wealth is not up to the amount of the wealth. It is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we have one salary, me and my husband. Inshallah, Allah will bless us with this salary better than when we have two salaries. When I was working, but I was neglecting my trusts, I was not fulfilling the goal of my creature. The goal of my creature is to fulfill my trust to my husband, to my kids, to myself. Allah knows, when I was on call, I never know how to pray. I was praying while I have fear all the time. They will knock on the door, they will tell me, you have a delivery, come now to examine a baby. I was all the time not having the time to recite the Quran, to pray, and I have time for my prayer. I don't have any time to realize the facts of life. I was just running. But all praise to Allah. So sister, this is the reality. Let us not to deceive ourselves. And again, sisters, there is a very important fact. I want every one of you to realize it. Now I am learning this because of the number of classes, all praise to Allah, I am giving here and there. Your reality will be you know what you will have with you on the day of judgment. If you are in reality having a good heart, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for you to be one of the people of happiness, you will have this kind of information and knowledge from the Quran to touch your heart immediately, then you will change your attitude. You will not be of those people whom when they listen to that knowledge which you are learning now, excellent, excellent, mashallah, oh Allah, I want to be like this. After 1 hour, they will run after the worldly life. The problem is that Allah will question them because Allah is the witness. Allah will question them about this knowledge on the day of judgment. Allah will question everyone. Those whom they are not interested basically to learn the knowledge of the Quran. Ignorant, total ignorance, number one. They have time for everything, but they don't have 1 hour or 2 hours for themselves. Allah is not in need of anyone. Mosque is not in need of anyone. Allah, inshallah, will take care. But it is the duty of the Muslim. They don't want to do their duties. It is their problem. Not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one to send everyone to the direction whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows. You have to have this fact clear in your mind. I am in great need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every second in my life, in the worldly life. And oh Allah, on the day of judgment, I will be very upset if Sister Fawzia will be going to paradise and I am not going. But it is only up to you. Do you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you live Islam as a way of life? You were clear with yourself about your reality. What is your goal in this life? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or it is the worldly life in reality, sister? This is the problem. If you believe or if you realize that my spirit is the spirit looking for obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that you are one of the people of happiness. That's it. But if you realize that your spirit is one of the spirits which is looking for the worldly life, but deceiving itself by saying, I want the hereafter, you are the loser. So, every one of us, still we are in the worldly life. Still I have time. What is the problem? I can say, oh Allah, as it happens to me, oh Allah, I don't know. Oh Allah, I was ignorant. Oh Allah, I was a loser. But, when I learn, when I know, when I believe, I have to change my attitude 180 degrees immediately. When you tell me, Sister Mona, why immediately? I tell you, sister, because all of us are having a visit. This visit must come. The problem is we don't know when it will come. This is the visit of the graves. So, I have to change immediately because maybe the time of my visit of the grave is after half an hour. Nobody knows. So if I don't change now, it will be too late. I will be visiting the graves after half an hour. What I will say to Allah? Oh Allah, I was having good intention. Too late, sisters. And the most important issue related to the fact which we are discussing is that again and again, sisters, which I am discussing now in my regular classes, is that you will never, and remember me, all the time, you will never feel tranquility, peace, happiness, any good feeling except when you are obeying the one who owns you and owns your life. You will never try to buy happiness by all the means. It is not the real happiness. You will always be like most of the mankind now. Worry, fear, upset, unhappy, misery, lonely, everything. All the very difficult feelings. And because of that, actually, we are calling the classes the spiritual clinic. Because all the spirits are sick and ill nowadays. Why? Far away. Far away from the reality. Why far away? Why Muslims are supposed to be far away? Those whom they don't have the Quran, Allah knows about them. But about us Muslims, all praise to Allah. I have the cure. This Quran, Allah said about it, shifa'un wa rahma lil mu'mineen. Cure and mercy for the believers. How it is cure and mercy for the believer? Every verse of the Quran is cure and mercy for the believer. every verse. In our regular classes, I am discussing one verse by one verse. Every one ayah of the Quran, subhanAllah. When you just learn its meaning, you feel totally different. You say to yourself, oh Allah, why I didn't learn the Quran before? Why I am not living this mercy, this hope, this tranquility in the Quran? Sisters, because in reality, everyone has to check with herself. Are you believing in the hereafter? Are you believing that we will visit the graves and nobody knows when this visit will come? The visit to the grave is one-way ticket, not two-way ticket. It is only one-way ticket. When Allah will decide for this one-way ticket, it will be the time of the closure of your book. That's it. Finished. Then what we will do, sisters? What we are doing according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 1 and 2, that the mutual rivalry, okay, diverts you. So when I ask you, sister, this is a reality? If you will say no, okay, this means that you have very big problem. Because even to say the truth, you cannot say the truth. To face the reality, you cannot face it. So it is a very, actually, difficult situation. In reality, oh Allah, yes. Yes, I say yes. Nowadays, when you will check with this group, we, group of sisters, I am one of them. When I ask you, sisters, are you worried today? Everyone will say yes. Why? Because of the economy, Sister Mon. It's very clear. What do you think? Everything is upside down. We have fear about tomorrow. What will happen to our, bank account? What will happen to our job? What will happen to our kids? Yes, we have fear. I tell you, sisters, but we are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are, alhamdulillah, believers. We have the Quran. We have the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, Sister Mona. No, we are still so worried about tomorrow and about the future. This is the explanation of verse number 1. Mutual rivalry diverts you. Even, sisters, I want to ask you this question and I want you to answer it to yourself. Even when you are attending the class in the masjid nowadays, most of the sisters are still, their mind is outside worried about the economy problem. You see, sisters, even to feel the blessings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this kind of meeting, Allah is sending for us messages of tranquility, messages of peace, messages of, subhanallah, to feel that, Allah is there. But even to receive these messages is difficult for us. There is a barrier. Oh Allah, still I can't receive the message. I am over worried with what is going on in the worldly life. This is how we are diverted from the reality. This is until you visit the graves. You see, sisters? So, in the worldly life, we didn't get the benefit of being believers in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why the believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the happy people in this life and in the worldly, in the hereafter? Because the believers in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they believe that everything in this life is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not up to the economy, it is not up to those who have power, it is not up to anyone, it is up to the only one who creates, who owns, who governs, who take care of everything, our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you tell me, Sister Mona, are you worried? I tell you, never. I am not happy because of what is going on. But to be worried, no, this is not my business. Taking care of life is the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My business is to worship Allah and to have trust in Him. So long as I am living Islam as a way of life, so long as I am trying my best to fulfill all my trusts in the worldly life, sister, I never worry about anything in this worldly life. You tell me why, Sister Mona? I tell you, because I have a visit very soon to the graves. Yes, I believe in that visit. So I am not supposed to worry about the worldly life. Worldly life will finish under any circumstances. No one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not making anyone to sleep at night while he is hungry. I will not sleep at night while I cannot find a piece of bread. Allah will provide me. And inshallah, Allah will provide me with a shelter. But what about inshallah? But what about the visit of the graves?
What will happen to me at that time, sister? Because I am living the reality of the grave. I am not worried about the worldly life. The worldly life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responsible for it. But I am responsible for myself when I will visit the grave. Allah clarified to me this. Okay, so you see, sisters, I want you to recite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one is clarifying the importance of the topic. To repeat is for the importance of the topic. Number two, to get the attention. Number three is to warn. Okay, and number four is to remind. So it is to remind and to warn and to clarify the importance and to get the attention that you will know. You will visit the graves, and at that time you will know. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, sister, in verse number 5, Allah is clarifying that if the people will know the true knowledge, they would not be diverted by the rivalry of the for the worldly life away from seeking the abode of the hereafter. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling to us, كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ. If you know with sure knowledge, this is the true belief. You see, sister, this is the problem of the Muslims nowadays. Now I am repeating this fact now in all my classes. Are we believers surely in the day of resurrection? No, sisters. When you look around, yes, when you look around, and you observe the Muslims, how they are living their lives, what kind of relation, again and again I mentioned. If you have any, if your marriage life is not successful because of you, you are not believing in the hereafter. Because if you believe in the hereafter, if you believe that on the day of judgment, we wives, Allah will question me, number one, about my prayer. Number two, about my husband. If these two are correct, inshallah, the rest is correct. If I am a believer in the graves, if I am a believer in the hereafter, I will live my life for these two, prayer and my husband. Actually, your correct relation with your husband will make your prayer a good one. Because if I am not in a good shape with my husband, me personally, I can't pray. When I am not in a good shape, I feel totally distracted, and when I pray, I feel confused while I am praying. So before prayer, this is, I always try to be sure that I am in a good shape with my husband. I believe in this now. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I am believing in the hereafter, what I will do with my husband? I will tell him, I am equal to you. I am like you, I obey as you obey at home, I am a human being, you are not better than me, I will live this life of ignorance. I will tell him, my husband, my life with you is an act of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, I am living this marriage life for his sake. Accordingly, you are out of the equation, accordingly I will be the best devoutly obedient wife in this life. For the sake of Allah, I am a true believer in the graves, in my visit, in my trip to the grave. Number one, I am a true believer, my husband in the hereafter. I want to be, inshallah, in the paradise because my husband and my sisters, Allah said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Verily, Allah created mankind in hardship. So, believers are in hardship in the worldly life. Disbelievers are in hardship in the worldly life. So, forget about the worldly life, because the worldly life, according to the one who creates it, is hardship. So, oh Allah, where is the happiness? The happiness is in the paradise. Who is between me and the paradise? Your prayer and your husband. So, if my husband is super husband, no problem for me. I will tolerate and I will forget and I will forgive, because marriage is an act of worship and for the sake of myself. It is not for his sake. It is for my sake. I want to be in the paradise. He is blocking my way to the paradise. So whoever wife fighting and fighting and fighting, let her remember the visit to the graves. Let her remember that the visit to the grave is not like the worldly life, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. No, nobody knows what is the length of that visit. Only Allah knows. So, can anyone whom she or he has a mind, can I replace that long visit and the hereafter eternal life with 20 or 30 years with one man? Never! My husband is the best one in this life for me, that's it, under any circumstances. Because if your husband is a disaster for you, what about the visit to the grave? With the worms and with the insects, yes? What about the hereafter? What about the eternal the eternal hellfire? What is this, sisters? Where is our mind? We are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our problem is that the Quran is not the book of rules. We look around. Some women are saying, we are equal? Okay, I am equal. Sister, wake up. You are a Muslima. Sister, you have rules in the Quran. Don't follow those whom they don't have the Quran. No. Sister Mona, this is good. Okay, no problem. You know, sisters, again and again, this is one of the wisdom of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are just a warner. And then they have full freedom. They don't want to follow any of the rules. Let them not to follow. So that it will be your choice. You choose not to obey Allah. So you choose your destination. So that blame yourself on the day of judgment. But again and again, I have to remind you from my personal experience. When you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be in this worldly life the only one to put your head on the pillow and to sleep very peacefully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering you with His mercy because you are obeying Him. You think that Allah only will reward the believers in the hereafter? No, never. Never. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, those whom they try their best to obey His commands and to prove, I am living my life to prove that these rules of the Quran are the only correct rules in this worldly life. This is my goal of my life. If I live like this, the one who sent that book, this is his words, what he will do with me. He said in the Quran, that in Surah Al-Rahman, the reward of doing good is the good. This is his rule. What he will do with me? All praise to Allah. I am living in his universe. I am living in his blessings. I am living in what he owns. If you don't like Allah, get out of his universe. Don't use his blessings. Yes, show us your power. So why, sisters, we are always deviating ourselves from the truth? The truth is very simple. This is Allah. This is his book. These are the rules. This is the cure and heal and everything. Do your responsibilities. Don't try to be intelligent regarding to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said in the Quran, they are trying to plot against me. And I am the one to plot. You know what is the plotting of Allah? Allah is leaving the people to do whatever they like. Far away. You don't want to come? Don't come. No Quran? No Quran. Everything riba? Riba. Illegal? Illegal. You think that through the, then we can come to the Masjid Friday prayer? Or we can fast the month of Ramadan? Or we can give some charity in the fundraising in the masjids in America to show everyone, oh Allah, now I am under the impression that I deceived Allah. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about you, as He said in the Quran, إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. Allah knows your secrets and what is more than your secrets, which you don't know. Allah knows it. You don't know about yourself what Allah knows about you. But human being, Muslims, are plotting against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As if not every day you have the news that your friend whom you were sitting with her yesterday, she died. How come? She was with me. She was in a good health. Yes, she died. Car accident. 1 second. She was talking with you and then she died. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making this kind of accidents for us in our life so that we realize, maybe I was supposed to be the one with her. So again and again, sisters, you know, I want to clarify to you this so that, you know, sisters, before it is too late, our problem is that I am under the impression that any sister can die tonight. But me, no. I still have some time. Yes. So long still have some time. Let me work for some time. Let me have some qualifications for some time. Then inshallah, I'm a very good Muslim. Then forget it. Don't give me too much headache. Life is full of headache. No, sister. No, this game will not be successful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either in this worldly life or in the hereafter. Not only in the hereafter. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, nay, if you knew with a sure knowledge, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the end result of building up, you would not have been occupied yourselves in the worldly things. Verily, you shall see the blazing fire. Whoever is insisting to live the life in the same way, just preoccupied with the worldly issues, they will see the blazing fire. Then Allah is saying, and again. Actually, Surah Al-Takasur is a known surah that it is always giving the feeling of fear. You know, actually, whenever I recite Surah Al-Takasur, I tell, oh Allah, why repetition and repetition and repetition in the same surah? Again and again, you shall see it with certainty of sight. What Allah will say to us more than this? Okay? Then, on that day, you shall be asked about the delights of the worldly life. Actually, sisters, subhanallah, I want to clarify to you that on that day, all of us will be questioned concerning your gratitude towards the favor that Allah blessed you with, such as the health and the wealth and others. You will be asked, did you return His favors by being thankful to Him and worshipping none but Him? This is the question. This is the question of our worldly life. Are we worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only? When you tell me, Sister Mona, why? This is the question of the worldly life, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْإِنْسَ وَالْجِنَّ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Verily, ins and jinn were only created to worship me alone. So whoever is not worshipping Allah alone, this means that you didn't fulfill the goal of your creation. You will be questioned about, this is the main question. How to prove that I was worshipping Allah alone? Through obeying the commands of Allah alone. Very simple logic equation. But most of the people, Sister Mona, are not worshipping Allah alone, not never obeying the commands of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered this question, and He said, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسَ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah said in Surah Yusuf, let me tell you this verse and its number, so that when you look around you and you notice that most of the Muslims are not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you tell to yourself, all praise to Allah. Allah mentioned this 1430 years ago when the Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the reality of the worldly life, none of my business. Yes, I will tell you now the name of the Surah number 12. And I will tell you now, it is verse number 103. And actually, sisters, I will read with you now to finish this surah now, inshallah. I will read with you now from 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, and 108. Because actually, this is the last verses of Surah Yusuf, subhanallah. It is full of, you know, wisdom which every believer must realize it. Okay, from now. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When I tell you, sisters, forget about the other Muslims. Forget about those whom they are not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't try to follow the people to whom they are not following the right path. You tell me, Sister Mona, why? I tell you, because Allah mentioned that most of the people will not follow the right path. You tell me, Allah mentioned, I tell you yes, and Allah clarifies this reality in details in the coming verses of the Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَكَأَيٍّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ وَمَا يؤمن أكثرهم بالله إلا وهم مشركون أفأمنوا أن تأتيهم غاشية من عذاب الله أو تأتيهم الساعة بغتة وهم لا يشعرون قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. Now I will read it to you in English. Allah is clarifying that, and most of the mankind will not believe even if you desire it eagerly. You see, sisters, so if you are, alhamdulillah, guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are, alhamdulillah, having the intention to follow the right path, be sure that this is a great blessing which most of the people are not having. So have it your priority. Tell to yourself, I have a blessing which most of the people are not having. I must be thankful to Allah and I must live that priority. I am interested in Islam. I am interested to learn. I am interested to follow. This is a great blessing because Allah clarified in the Quran that for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and whoever called to Allah, most of the people will not follow. Will not, Allah is saying, will not believe even, not follow. This is the belief, even if you are desired. And no reward you, Muhammad, ask of them. For it, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the Quran is no less than a reminder and an advice to al-alamin. This is a clarification that Allah doesn't care. Whoever wants to believe, whoever doesn't want to believe, most of the mankind now are in reality disbelievers, Muslims or non-Muslims, no problem. The Quran is just a reminder. Prophet Muhammad is not supposed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to ask of them to become believers. Okay? Then Allah is clarifying, sisters. This is what we tried to clarify in the classes, that Allah is the creator of everything and how many are signs in the heavens and in the earth they pass by while they are averse therefrom. When you tell them, sisters, this rain is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, nowadays, sisters, inshallah, I will make with you when I will have some around 5 or 6 classes of the spiritual clinic, we are learning about the keys of the unseen. One of the keys of the unseen is the timing of the rain. It may rain on Masjid al-Mu'mineen and it will not rain on the spot which is next to Masjid al-Mu'mineen. Why? This is a key. This is a key which only Allah knows about. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we see the rain coming, you must believe that Allah is counting every drop of the rain which is falling from the sky on every spot on the earth from Prophet Adam until the Day of Judgment. It is in a book. That's it. This is enough. I clarified in the other class, regular classes. If me, Mona, I stand in front of a spot of 0.5 meter for 5 minutes, to count the drops of the rain, I will be mad. I will commit suicide. Because I will realize how I don't have any power. What is this? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counting every drop of the rain in Houston, in California, in Japan, in Nigeria, in Egypt, day and night, from Prophet Adam until the Day of Judgment. It is in a book written, recorded. This is the signs of, one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you learn about the keys of the unseen, whom Allah? Allah has the keys and Allah knows the doors which are behind the keys. And we Muslims, supposed to be believers, we don't believe in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see the rain, you tell, this is the key. What is behind the key? Maybe it will be flooding and I will die tonight. Yes, because nobody knows. He has the key and he knows the door. Or it may be a lot of blessings for the human being. Can you guarantee what kind of rain, how many drops of rain, why it has to rain now and not to rain after 30 minutes? I don't know anything. Nobody knows anything. Can you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you see these signs of the creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reality, I am very busy with the economy. Be busy with the economy. Be worried with the economy. be upset with the economy, lose hope in Allah with the economy. This is what we deserve. But if I am a true believer and I look to the rain and I tell this is one of the keys of the unseen, which only my Lord knows, oh my Lord, I believe in you. And I believe that you will take care of me. And I don't care for this kind of punishment which you are punishing the mankind with. I am out of this equation. I am a true believer. All praise to Allah. I sit and I look and I tell all praise to Allah. I am a true believer. I am out of the economy and problems of the economy and what is going on in the worldly life, because I believe that my provision from Allah, my sustenance from Allah, my life from Allah, everything from Allah. I am a true believer in Allah. All praise to Allah. I am the winner. I win tranquility. I win peace. I win the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am looking to the human being, what they are doing. Stimulus, trillions, brillions, trillions, brillions, this, Wall Street, this. I am out. All praise to Allah. I believe and believe more that all the matters are up to the one. They don't want to believe in the one. Let them suffer. This is what they deserve. You see, sister, this is how the believer is supposed to live, even in the most difficult time. All praise to Allah. I am not worried about anything. I hope that, inshallah, we and me and you and all the Muslims become true believers. Then I want you to read verse number 106 so that, sisters, we know that reality. Most of them believe not in Allah. You see? Except that they attribute partners into him. The wealth, the power, the prestige, what we can do, the bank account, worldly delights, yes. It is not the partner, the idols nowadays, no. It is the dollar. Yes, one of the partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prestige, the kids, what I earn, what is my position in life. Yes, this is what I live for. I live to be the best. Do you have a Lord? Yes, but I live to be the best. Okay, be the best. Then you see what Allah... You know, sisters, when you read one verse by one verse, you feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do they then feel secure from the coming against them? From the covering veil of the torment of Allah? Oh Allah, we are living it nowadays. We are not secure, oh Allah. Now we are living the punishment and the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or of the coming against them of the final hour, all of a sudden, while they perceive not. This is our reality nowadays. Living the punishment of Allah in the worldly life, corruption regarding values, corruption regarding kids, corruption regarding economy, corruption regarding our relation with each other, total sadness and worry and fear and everything. Oh Allah, this is step number one. What about step number two? The torment of the eternal life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the cure. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, O Muhammad, this is my way. I invite to Allah, I call to Allah with sure knowledge. Again and again, sisters, with sure knowledge. And I and whosoever follows me must invite others to Allah. And I am not one of those whom they don't believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the end, sisters, let us get the benefit of the mercy of the Quran, the cure of the Quran, how? I tell you how? Through believing that Allah is the one taking care of everything, through believing that, let us forget about collecting of the delights of the worldly life, because if you are collecting the delights of the worldly life to feel happy and secure, never. Your way is the wrong way. You are in the opposite direction of the reality. Allah is clarifying this. This is number one. Number two, there is a big problem related to your way of life. There is a visit to the grave, which may come at any time. At that time, if you are not following the right path, you will see in reality with your sight, inshallah not, but Allah is clarifying, the hell fire. So when I learn this message, I tell to myself, oh Allah, I don't want to see the hellfire. I don't want to be in the hellfire. I want my visit to the grave to have my grave as a part of the paradise. How? One way. Only one way. Simple way. Way, sister, which is full of Islamic happiness. This is the real happiness, the happiness of the heart. Believing in the unity of Allah, following the rules of Allah, and that's it. What will happen in life? None of my business. Allah is the Lord of the life. He promised the believers to take care of them and to make them to live a life full of mercy and tranquility and peace. All praise to Allah. There are problems still for the believers, yes, because life is a test. But in spite of having problems, their hearts is full of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and alhamdulillah, feeling that they are the only one on the right path. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister, that not just to learn how to recite the surah in Arabic and how that we learn its rules in Arabic or the, its rules, we must have a time with ourselves to check about our reality. This is the message of the Quran and how to get its benefit. And then to write. Yes, as we write what we want from the grocery shop, and what we write about the homework, and write about our bank account, and how much we lost because of the economy, and we cry for the money which we lost it because of this economy. Try to write, where are you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the way? When the visit will come, did I have the one-way ticket? Can I be sure that if I am one of the inhabitants there, what will I am preparing for? We are always preparing for the summer trip. Now the summer is soon. Everyone is looking for the summer trip. I can go to Hawaii, or I can go to Egypt, or I can go to Paris. Nowadays there is no much money. I can't go to Hawaii. I can go to the grave. Maybe. Yes, maybe this is my next visit. Yes. I am ready or I am not ready. Allah will answer. Let us read it again and then make the dua. You know, sisters, I feel very upset with this. Not upset, actually. When you realize the reality, sisters, of this worldly life, then you look around you for the Muslims. I feel sympathy for the Muslims. This is why I am giving these classes. Actually, my classes nowadays are all full of this feeling. Why we Muslims are not getting the benefit of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If all the humanity are living the punishment of Allah, we true believers in the unity of Allah are supposed to guide the mankind to the right path. The only right path to save the humanity is to follow that book. Whoever like it, most welcome. Whoever doesn't like it, let us wait until people will visit the graves. Then everyone will realize the reality. So let us now recite the surah again. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I will read and you read after me once. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Alhaakum
at-takasur.
At-takasur.
Hatta
zurtumu.
المقابر
المقابر
كلا
كلا
سوف
سوف
تعلمون
تعلمون
ثم
ثم
كلا
كلا
سوف
سوف
تعلمون
تعلمون
كلا
كلا
لو
لو
تعلمون
تعلمون
علم
علم
اليقين
اليقين
لا ترون
لا ترون
الجحيم
الجحيم
ثم
ثم
لترونها
لترونها
عين
عين
اليقين
اليقين
ثم
ثم
لتسألن
لتسألن
يومئذ
يومئذ
عن
النعيم
النعيم. If you want to recite it together, because of the, you can recite it together without.
Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحاكم تكاسر التاسر ثم القبر المقبر كلا سوف تعلم ثم كلا سوف تعلم تعلمون حلم اليكيم لا ترهن حال جهيم ثم لا ترهنها حين اليكيم ثم لا تسحلن يومئذ عين نهيم.
صدق الله العظيم ما شاء الله الحمد لله.
O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, a change of your protection from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.